Sinn Féin councillor, let's move on. It's called for a public consultation on the relaxation of licensing laws in Belfast, as well as the development of a casino. Councillor Jim McVeigh is the man. Morning to you, Councillor McVeigh.
Morning, Stephen.
You want a casino in Belfast, do you?
Well, what we're talking about, Stephen, is we want to ask the people of Belfast, the public, what they think about these matters. We have met with a number of organisations who want to invest in Belfast. This isn't speculative. This is a real investment. We're talking about organisations that want to invest approximately £150 million in a entertainment complex, including a casino, that will create possibly in around 900 jobs directly.
And so, how many lives do you reckon, Jim, will be destroyed from gambling and gambling addiction?
Well, I mean, addiction's a terrible thing, Stephen. Gambling or alcohol. We don't believe in prohibition. Adults are adults. They have to make up their own mind about these things. I would say that we have bookmakers in every street corner. We have gaming machines in every bar, probably across the city. That's probably a bigger problem, including online gambling now. We don't think that necessarily a well-regulated and well-run casino is going to make that much of a difference. But having said that, during our discussions with the companies that are interested in making this investment, we now have a thing, Stephen, called developers' contributions, where investors who are going to build in the city make a contribution to the community. So they're willing to consider making a financial contribution to those organisations or those people who are working with addicts to support those services.
But that's what the online industry does too. They make contributions to addiction, and yet the online industry, the gambling industry, is the Wild West, destroying people's lives.
I actually think that online gambling, boogies, gaming machines in pubs are probably a far bigger problem. But, I mean, what do you do, Stephen? Adults are adults. We're not going to close the bars. We're not going to close the boogies. What we're talking about here is that an entertainment complex. The casino is an important part of it. But you're also talking
because that's the moneymaker.
That's the moneymaker. But you're also talking about a hotel. You're also talking about restaurants, bars. You're talking about a theatre. You're talking about bowling. I mean, this is the type of thing that would make a huge difference in terms of bringing visitors to the city from outside Belfast or indeed from across the water. And it's those type of facilities that create jobs, that sustain jobs, whether you're a taxi man, whether you're working in a hotel, whether you're working in a restaurant, a bar. This type of investment can create and will support thousands of additional jobs, and that is what we think the city wants. But listen, the whole point about this is to ask people what they think. We're not saying do it. We want to ask people what you think.
And what type of companies are pitching for the license?
I'm not going to name them, but it would be inappropriate probably to name them, Stephen, because there's obviously going to be competition, I presume, to build something, I guess, from different companies. Because
there have been several. For example, there have been, and I'm trying to remember now who they are, but there have been some massive, massive companies that have casinos around Europe. I'm minded to say that Richard Needham was on this programme. My memory's not great, but I'm pretty sure Richard Needham was on this programme within the last year or so, representing the Rank Group. Who wanted to bring a casino to Northern Ireland. So they're public about it. Are they one of the companies still lobbying you?
I'm not gonna name any particular company, Stephen, because there's several who are interested in this. The point from a Belfast City Council point of view is that in the first instance we're not saying do it. We're saying let's have a consultation, let's go out and speak to people. Let's go out and speak to the hospitality sector in particular, the people who own, manage, run our bars, our restaurants, our shops, etc., and ask them what they think about this proposal.
Where would the location be, Jim?
Well, there's no specific location in mind. The organisations who are interested in doing this have said that they're willing to work with Belfast City Council in terms of identifying an appropriate location. I mean, I suppose until such times as they would get some indication that this is possible, that this is deliverable, that's when we'll probably start to look at specific locations. But we hope it would be city centre pre-established because that's where it's going to have the greatest impact.
It sounds, Jim, like you're up for it. It sounds like you support it.
Yeah, well, we do. Yeah, we are up for it. We think that there's a number of things that we think would make a significant difference in terms of tourism in the city. One of them is this proposal around an entertainment complex. And I know, Stephen, you want to talk about the casino. We're not saying that, because of course the casino is a very important part of it. That's where they make the money from. But you're talking about a huge entertainment complex that would have a theatre, that would have restaurants, bars, bowling.
And isn't there a concern there, Jim? You know, it's an interesting discussion, but if you want to pick up the phone and be part of this consultation, I guess, on the radio, 030 30 80 55 55, if you want to pick up the phone. But I guess, Jim, here's the tension. So Sinn Féin clearly saying that look, you're up for this, you support this. Mm-hmm. For those businesses currently in Northern Ireland, currently in the city centre, who they are the hotels who are fighting for business. They're the restaurants that are having to pay big rates. You're essentially saying you want to create even more competition against them.
Well, not again. Look, there's probably no restaurateur in the city as opposed to anyone else opening up a restaurant.
Really?
Business? I don't think so. I mean, there are businesses opening up every day of the week. Our job is to encourage entrepreneurs, to encourage people to invest in the city. I would say, Stephen, if you had a complex like that in the city centre, right? And you know the way this operates. If you're planning a weekend break, if you're living in Dublin, or you live in Manchester, or Glasgow, or whatever, and you're looking for somewhere to go, if you have a complex like this in the city centre, we're pretty certain it's going to attract many, many more people into the city. And they're not just going to go to a complex like that. They're going to shop. They're going to stay in hotels. They're going to eat in restaurants. They're going to get taxis up onto the falls.
But does Belfast need another entertainment complex? I guess.
We think it does.
So what's that going to do to the Odyssey?
Well, competition is competition, right? And what you're talking about here is like hotels. We have given planning permission for, I think, over recent months, something like maybe 5, possibly 6 hotels, right? Now, the people who are investing in those hotels obviously believe that the market and the demand is there for them. And look, we're interested in investment. Right? We think there's enough room and there's enough space in the city for an entertainment complex. Because now we're talking about something very different than anything we've had before. We're talking about, you know, Stephen, I've been there myself. I've been to Barcelona on a holiday and been to the south of France. You see places like this in every other major city on the European continent.
But what would it have that the Odyssey wouldn't?
Well, what would it have, for example? Of course, it'll have the casino, it'll have a hotel, it'll have...
There's a hotel beside the Odyssey.
But it's not in the Odyssey, right? But it will have, obviously, bars, restaurants...
Bars in the Odyssey, restaurants in the Odyssey.
I mean, I go to certain bars because I like certain bars as opposed to other bars. It'll be new bars, it'll be different bars. Let people make those decisions. But listen, competition is healthy, Stephen. Yeah. Businesses don't invest unless they think
Jim, competition's healthy, except if there is too much competition, then...
Well, we don't think there is, Stephen. I mean,
telling me the businesses in the city at the moment are, you know, that they're getting it good, that they're finding it easy to pay the rates, to pay the big bills,
well,
to employ staff?
I would say, we're proposing a consultation, right? And what we're suggesting is that people from the council actually go out and talk to the people who manage and own restaurants and bars, right? Let's see what they have to say. But I would be pretty confident from the people I've met, right, that the vast majority of those people would be in favour of this proposal. That's my sense of it, because I talk to people who own bars and own restaurants.
Okay.
Anything that's going to bring more tourists into this city, right, will benefit everybody, not just the people who own
complex. What about your new bedfellows, the DUP? Would they be up for a casino?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the proposal tonight is written. The proposal tonight is written in a certain way. What we're asking people tonight is to agree to a consultation. So I hope the DUP will support that.
But is it not a waste of time? If you've got a political party that, again, that at the end of the day hold an awful lot of power, you're not going to get it through without the DUP. This is the DUP that don't support Sunday opening. This is the DUP that would be against, you know, alcohol in many of these establishments.
Yep.
And so you think the DUP is going to allow gambling, a huge gambling complex in the city centre? Get
well,
real.
It's
unless
it's,
maybe they will.
Well, the DUP's changing, Stephen.
In what way?
Well, look, I know people within the DUP in Belfast City Council who are in favour of this. While they're prepared to put their hand up tonight and say yes, is another thing altogether.
But what did you mean, Jim? The DUP's changing. Give me a sense of what
you
mean.
There are people within the DUP have a different view than the old traditional fundamentalist religious point of view. There are, believe it or not, progressive people within the DUP have a much more liberal view on some of these matters. Now, will that come through tonight in terms of a vote? I just don't know. But I know from talking to people privately that they're in favour of this type of development.
Alliance, by the way, are backing it. We're contacting other political parties to find out what they think. It's a really interesting conversation, actually. Stay there. Vinti, morning, Vinti.
Hi, Stephen.
Go ahead.
I think Jim should just call it as it is and say it's more the casino. That's what it is. He's already said it. It's the money-making part of it. And I know for a fact, Stephen, that will ruin people's lives. That will bring nothing but hardship and misery and sadness. So, there's enough places for gambling and stuff like that here in the country and in the city. Don't need any more.
Well, as Jim said, we're all adults, Vinti, and you could say, I guess, about anything that is prone to addiction, that, we let adults make their own choices. We understand there are dangers, but, there are dangers around alcohol, there are dangers around, for goodness sake, prescription medicine, there are dangers around... You go into a bookies, there are dangers around that. We don't close them down.
I'm not against the complex, and it is a good idea, except the casino part of it. That's the point I want to make. May take people's lives as well, Steve.
You sound, Vinti, like you've got burnt personally.
Oh yeah, surely. I'm speaking from personal experience, and there's probably thousands and hundreds of thousands of people like me, Stephen. I know what it can do, Stephen, and it's not. They're going to give money into the community, but how many people in that community will be burying sons, daughters, husbands, and wives from this disease, addiction? It's an illness, Stephen, and we don't need any more of it, If you're trying to help people and not bring them into places like that.
Jim?
Well, look, Stephen, adults are adults, and you have to let people make up their own minds about those things. But look, at the end of the day, I would say a bigger problem in this city is alcohol. Right? Look at the damage that alcohol addiction does to people. But we don't close bars.
Stephen, can I come back
bookies.
There?
We don't. Stephen? Well, let me finish just, Vinti, if you don't mind. We don't close bars. We don't close bookies. We have to let adults, we don't believe in prohibition, right? But I don't think opening an entertainment complex, which includes a casino, is going to destroy, all sorts of lives. I think a bigger problem when it comes to gambling is online gambling, is probably bookies, is gaming machines, probably is the biggest one in our clubs and pubs. If you don't believe in prohibition, right, then you can't close these places. You have to let adults make up their mind.
Yes, you can, Vinti. Go ahead.
Stephen, there's only so much drink you can take and you're wiped out. You understand? You're asleep. You can't do no more but gambling. There's no stop to it, Stephen, There's only... You take so much drink, you'll end up falling asleep. But gambling's so dangerous now. It's there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Well, actually...
Jim's right. It's online as well, but it's also the bookies in the streets and scratch
cards. If you compare the bookies in the street, or indeed possibly a casino that Sinn Féin are supporting, to online gambling, you could argue, Vinti, you walk into a bookies in the street, all you can spend is the money, that the hard cash that's in your pocket. And indeed in a casino, the same, because you're not allowed to use credit cards. And there are rules and regulations around stopping you if they think that you're spending to excess. Online gambling? You just keep on putting a credit card in, Vinti, and you can wipe your life out.
100% right, and so therefore, that's what you have said. Why in the name of God, why would we want to bring somewhere like that?
I'm suggesting there might be more control around casinos and bookies than there is online.
There'll be no control at all, and there's definitely not. It's just, listen, they're there to make money, and they don't care what way they get it, Stephen. I know from personal experience, they do. They're there to make money, and they don't care what they get.
Vinti, thank you. John in North Belfast. Morning, John.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead.
Casinos. Everybody knows that the odds are stacked against the punter going in there. The house always wins. Now, I have a place I think would be ideal for a casino, and that's the old Crumlin Old Courthouse. Because there's many a man went up there, the odds are stacked against him, and the house always win.
John, thank you. Okay, Jim, listen, you've started a very interesting conversation, actually, so thank you very much indeed.
No problem, Stephen.
We're contacting the rest of the political parties. Jim McVeigh from Sinn Féin saying he detects that the DUP is changing and that he has spoken to members of the DUP who may indeed support this. Let's see if any of them put their head above the parapet. We're contacting the DUP as we speak to ask them if they would support this casino project. 030 30 80 55 55. Next up, Alliance have told us, by the way, that they would support it.